kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kilala po ang Pilipino sa profesyon ng nursing at kalusugan dahil na din sa taglay nating compassion and care. Pero syempre marami pong qualifications para maging nurse dito sa Australia. Ilan po dyan? English requirements, isa po yan. Ano? Ito isa pa, yung dapat makapasa sa standards ng NMBA. At meron ding exam na tinatawag na IQNM para po sa mga nais maging registered nurse o enrolled nurse. Ibig sabihin, hindi po talaga basta-basta. Pero ilan po nating kababayan ang kahit maganda ng trabaho sa pagiging nurse, pinili pa ding magnegosyo on the side. Kilalanin po natin ang mga entrepreneurs dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
We have decided to open a business here in Ballarat because during those times that we are in Geelong, we are really wanting to do a business just for another income, because obviously we're supporting our families, our loved ones in the Philippines.
Lakas loob na nagsimula ng negosyo ang nurse mula sa Victoria na si Mark Maranan, katuwang ang business partner at kapwa nurse na si Francis Antoke. Halos 4 na taon pa lamang sa Australia, pero ang dalawa nagpursige na makapagtaguyod ng negosyo sa gitna ng mga oportunidad sa health sector sa regional area ng Ballarat sa Victoria.
There are a lot of opportunities for nurses, so we took advantage of that. We were working in Geelong from 2018 to 2020 to be exact, and then 2021 we got an offer, a very good opportunity for us for our nursing career to grow.
Pagkakuha ng alok sa Ballarat bilang maging full-time nurse, nagustuhan na nilang lugar at planong ditong manirahan sa kanilang buong buhay. Kaya nagdesisyon si DeMarc at Francis na simulan ng bubble tea shop sa lugar sa tulong at panghihikayat na din ng kanilang kaibigan.
I have decided to put up this business, of course, because I see that there is an opportunity in here. There's no bubble tea and it's a growing business nowadays, because you know, mga kabataan ngayon especially, they love bubble tea.
Mahilig ang dalawa sa bubble tea, kaya ito ang naisip nila, lalo't wala pang masyadong kompetisyon sa lugar. Ayon kay Francis, natakot sila sa umpisa dahil wala silang alam sa negosyo, pero itinuloy na din nila para masubukan.
There was really a big fear, hesitation. At first, we were really thinking about it multiple times. We slept on it, we prayed on it, kasi it is really a big risk in jumping into a new business, especially for us. We didn't really have any knowledge about business. Even in the Philippines before coming here, we don't have any business experience.
Opisyal na binuksan ang Boba Central sa Ballarat. Ayon kay Mark, malaking bagay ang tulong ng gobyerno sa kanilang pagsisimula, kabilang ang libreng unang buwan ng renta at bawas sa buwis.
Marami ding mga opportunity ang government na pinoprovide for small business enterprise. Like for example, just recently we received a free fridge from the government, and it's free because you know they're offering green energy, and that fridge is somewhat like energy saving fridge.
Malaki din ang pasasalamat nila sa pagtangkilik ng mga tao sa Ballarat, lalo na mga komunidad ng Filipino.
And the people here in Ballarat, especially the Filipinos, we really help each other, and even like simple marketing, like just telling, oh, there is a Filipino business day, can you please support them? And we have felt that one.
Isa pang nurse mula sa Gold Coast, Queensland ang nag-part-time sa trabaho hanggang sa unti-unting nagbitiw para matutukan ang sinimulang negosyo. Ang Three Shots Cafe ay binuksan ni Christina Fernandez kasama ang kanyang asawa at isa pang kaibigan.
As a nurse, yung cafe kasi, it always helps me personally to keep going, to have the energy, to be positive for our patients. And then I was also looking for something that I'm really passionate for. So bigla na lang, I was really praying for it. This opportunity na may someone selling their little cafe in HQ Robina, which is almost 5 minutes away from our house. And within a month, we were able to purchase the cafe.
Katulad ni na Mark at Francis, wala ding karanasan sa pagninegosyo si Christina, lalo't walang alam sa pagiging barista.
All of us doesn't have any barista experience. We also don't have any business experience. So I guess I want to parang inspire people din na you don't have to be a professional to start a passion.
Pero bunsod ng pagkahilig sa kape mula sa impluensya ng kanyang kapatid at dahil gusto nilang mag-asawa na magsimula ng isang bagay na kumikita habang nag-i-enjoy, nagdesisyon silang itaguyod ang isang cafe.
Very practical people. Like, hindi kami yung parang always gonna buy outside. But as a nurse, it's a necessity or a requirement. Morning kaming mag-asawa, we need coffee just to have yung good mood or the energy to start the day. Sobrang love namin yung coffee. We make our coffee at home. We make pour over at home. We like going to different cafes locally.
Para kay Christina, ang pagkakape ay nagsisimula ng koneksyon sa mga tao, mula sa simpleng kwentuhan at kamustahan. Kaya naman ang ambiance ng kanilang cafe, sumasalamin sa pagiging hospitable ng mga Pinoy.
It's family friendly, so my auntie is helping us out too. It's very welcoming. Yung parang how we are as Filipinos, we always very hospitable. We love connections, we love family, we love community.
Iba't iba ang kanilang customers, pero karamihan naging parokyano na bumibili ng kape sa umaga lalo pat nakapwesto ito sa isang corporate building. Nagkaroon din ng pagkakataon ng kanilang cafe na mag-deliver sa pinakamalapit na ospital na dating pinagtatrabahuhan ni Christina.
Their coffee shop closed in their hospital. So they were in desperate need of like good coffee. And they were my previous colleagues as well as nurses. Alam nila na we have a coffee shops and it's just near. So they started ordering.
Malaking bagay anya na maikonekta niya ang pagmamahal sa trabaho bilang nurse, gayon din ang kanyang pagkahilig sa kape.
I didn't realize that it will become an opportunity for us to provide dun sa mga colleagues ko, yung mga nurses and doctors. And they always say na pag nagde-deliver kami ng coffee sa kanila, it brightens their day, it saves the day for them, yung mga doctors sa theater.
Aabot na sa 450,000 ang bilang ng mga nurses at midwives sa Australia na pinakamalaking sektor sa manggagawa sa kalusugan. Para sa mga nurse na katulad ni na Mark, Francis at Christina, kahit na mabigat ang trabaho, lalo't sa gitna ng pandemya, hindi ito makakapigil na gumawa ng iba pang bagay katulad ng pagninegosyo na magpapasaya sa kanila. Ako si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.